from Marketplace. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Today, Venezuela rolls out its new currency, the sovereign bolivar. It is one of several steps the country is taking to curb runaway inflation, which is likely to top 1,000,000% this year, according to the International Monetary Fund. Marketplace's Dan Gornstein has more.
With the old currency, a can of tuna cost 10 million bolivars. Now, it's 100.
It will be nothing more than a cosmetic change.
That's Johns Hopkins economist Steve Henke, who has worked with governments like Bulgaria and Ecuador to stop hyperinflation. While prices come down, so do wages. So this weekend, President Nicolas Maduro also said he'd boost the minimum wage and pledged to help small businesses pay the difference for several months. The federal government is tying the new bolivar to the petro, a controversial Bitcoin-like cryptocurrency backed by the country's oil sales. It's not clear anyone is willing to trade in or buy the petro. Maduro's various reforms raise the prospect of Venezuela printing more and more nearly worthless currency, leaving some workers and employers to see the economy in free fall. Economist Henke says Venezuela should just scrap its currency altogether.
That's what we did in Ecuador and replaced it with the U.S. dollar.
Absent fundamental change, Henke and many other economists predict inflation will only continue to grow. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.